I'm speaking with Roy, a prisoner in a minimum security penitentiary in Quebec. And Roy, you'd like to share your thoughts on what Prisoner's Justice Day means to you?
I've been doing time for quite some time, and I've been recognizing Prison Justice Day for the last 25 years. I have been a prison activist in some ways for many years, and as some of the other prisoners that I know personally who were involved in prison activist activities in the 70s and 80s, when prisoners began to change their method of operations and their concepts of what prisons should really be. And I think perhaps that had something to do with the fact that baby boomers and who were running the prisons and some of the people on the street who were more conscientious of what was going on in their prisons needed some sort of change. So the prisoners sort of picked up that ball and ran with it, and they sort of initiated the changes on their own. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with prisons in any country and anywhere, you're going to run up across opposition when you try to reform what is going on within the prisons, especially if it's a repressive system, and which we did have at that time in Canada. And this started back in the early 70s, but the culmination of those movements resulted in a hunger strike that was held across Canada by a number of maximum security prisons, including the New Westminster Prison in BC and also Millhaven in Ontario. And even Bordeaux Jail went on a hunger strike to show some kind of support. And Simons-Nepal as well, here in Quebec, the old dungeon is called. But unfortunately, some of those hunger strikes were met with resistance by the authorities and resulted in mini riots and hostage takings and all kinds of things that were not exactly good for the prisoners' cause. But that took place on August the 10th, 1976. And we've been participating in a Prison Justice Day on August the 10th every year since by going on a fast, not eating that day, and we would not work that day. And the authorities recognized that, what you say, incurred right that we've sort of obtained through those movements. But it's becoming less and less recognized because it's sort of disappearing into the past in terms of the memories of the people who are in prison, because we now have a new generation of prisoners. So it's most of the older prisoners who are actually participating in this activity. We're trying to sort of breathe some new life into this movement, because prisons work in a cyclic mode. They go from a punitive phase to a rehabilitative phase. And right now we're in that punitive phase. And sometimes it takes something like CKUT and some of its listeners to take interest in these things in order for prisoners to have a chance to do the things that they have to do in order to get back out and become active members of a free society.